Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the weekly focusing call. Just do a mic check here. Mic check. Okay, I'm going to move. Just getting a little set up here. Okay, wonderful. We are, we got an in studio guest today. So we have a little bit of a different AV setup. So I'm just, team, if you guys can leave that door open and just give me the thumbs up that we're all good on audio. Then I will just keep going and chatting here. All right, we got a great day, April 15th, 2024. Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome all new Keyspire members. We had a great boot camp over the weekend and a couple of weeks ago, so we've got some new Keyspire members on our weekly focusing call, and we've got some Keyspire members that have been with us for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. So welcome, all of you. The purpose of the weekly focusing call is a reminder for any of our tenured members, and a little outline for anyone new, is we spend this 20 minutes or so, 20 to 30 minutes every Monday morning, and either I'll lead it or one of our program advisors or one of our coaches. And we're going to go through just a quick activity to win your week. And the way we do that is two parts. There's looking back over the last 7 days, what has made the most progress in progress, depending on where you live, what's made the most progress in your life? Where are you seeing the most progress? Where are you seeing the most gains? Where are the wins you've had? What that does is it gets our brain, and I don't want to say tricks our brain, but sets our brain into psychological momentum. It releases the right biochemicals, and it puts us in the right mindset to now win this week. And so we look forward 7 days, and we say, what are the action, the number one thing, the number one action that we can do to continue that momentum moving forward? If anyone's ever been in a boat, or even better, operated a boat, you know that you've got the motor and you've got momentum going forward. But then when you put it in neutral, you turn the engine off, what happens is you're still moving forward. You have the, in science, we call it inertia. You have the inertia of the energy moving you forward, but eventually you stop. And it takes a lot more energy to get that boat started from zero, from not moving, than it does to just turn on that engine and keep moving forward when you got that inertia. So our 14-day radar is looking back, fueling our progress with that inertia, taking that inertia, that energy moving forward, and continuing with what our action is this week. And so that's what we're doing right now. And I'm going to ask you to do the activity, private activity for you. I do encourage all of you to post it in our community on the Inner Circle Facebook group. But I want you to write down where you're seeing the most positive gains from the last 7 days. It could just be one thing. And this sometimes, I've done this with hundreds, if not thousands of people, thousands of times. I do this with my family, with myself. We do it as a team. And often I hear, well, nothing positive happened last week. I got no gains last week. And I can tell you, you can always find something positive where you're making progress in your life. Even if you had the shittiest week, and those weeks happen. Don't feel bad if you had a completely shitty week. You can still find gains moving forward. There's something positive that happened. So I want you to write that down. Think about that and write that down. And next, I want you to think about, okay, how do we keep that inertia going forward? And what are we going to do this week? What is, if at the end of the week, or to tie it back to what we're doing here, when we meet again next Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern time, what is it that you will have accomplished looking back over that week that has made amazing progress in your life, brought you happiness, fulfillment, income, whatever you're after in life? What is it this week that has to be done? So I want you to write that down as well. I have a guest here in studio that's going to share their 14-day radar, and we're going to chat a little bit. And then I think we have a guest online. I'm just going to check my chat here. I think we have a guest online. Team, just throw in the chat here who our guest is online. Where are we? Right there. Okay. Okay. I have a quick little thing I want to chat about before we get into it. So write down your last 7 days and write down your next 7 days. Two announcements. Number one is our investment showcase is on April 27th. That is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. It is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern time, which is 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. So depending on where you live in North America, you can decide, you can figure out your time zone for yourself. If you're on the East Coast of Canada, then you're going to figure out your time zone there. But really what we're doing at the investment showcase is we're showcasing different investments. And this is like a speed dating for your investment portfolio, a speed dating for your portfolio maximizer. We've got We got five providers plus we have 11 providers coming through. We got six realtors talking about property, and we've got five different group private equity opportunities, and we have another passive property opportunity coming. So our goal here is to just one at a time, boom, 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 show you all your options. You can go shopping for investing. You can pick one, you can pick all, you could pick none, and just enjoy the time with us. It's all up to you. But our goal here at Keyspire is to make sure that we bring you the easiest path to building your portfolio, filling out your portfolio maximizer. So that's coming up on April 27th. The registration is going to open this Wednesday, so we will likely be full. The registration will open up this Wednesday, so watch out for the email that will lead you through the registration page. Put your name and email in. It is absolutely free. We are doing this for our entire Keyspire community for free because we want to make sure that we are that we're bringing you over and above what we always want to bring you. So that is one announcement. Second announcement is, and this one is for our Canadians on here, about the Canadian federal budget. So the Canadian federal budget will be released tomorrow, April 16th. The U.S. federal budget it launches on October 1st is the U.S. federal budget fiscal year. So it will be released either October 1st or closer to the end of September. That's the fiscal year of the U.S. Fed. But in Canada, we release the budget in April every year. So I want to just give you a couple highlights of what's expected of the budget, because often the budget will impact us as real estate investors. Well, how does it impact us? Number one, there's often changes to corporate tax, whether it's good or bad for us as investors. There's usually changes to corporate tax, or if I say it differently, if there are changes to corporate tax, this is where you see it. Number two, this is where we would see any changes to capital gains tax, either positive or negative for us as investors. This is where we see changes to policy and housing, or at least the budget lines that drive housing and policy, both provincially and federally. And everything I'm saying is both for Canada and the U.S., just the timing is a little bit different. And it drives all the different, political platforms for who may be voted in next in terms of what political party. And so there's a lot of information we can get from the budgets, but I wanted to summarize it here. I was talking to a few people. So let me summarize a couple things that are coming out of the budget or that are expected for tomorrow. Number one, we're expected to be on track for 2023 to meet the fiscal targets. Fiscal is a way to say money. I don't know why they. And anyway, the fiscal targets of 2023, what targets did we want to hit in the budget? The program spending this year is coming in far hotter than previously anticipated. But the deficit in the fiscal year 2023-2024, which is the year that has just ended, is expected to be limited to $40 billion. I mean, these numbers are crazy, you know, in Canada. And you look at the U.S., everything is blown up 10 times, 10x of Canada. When you look at the debt and the budgets and all those things. In terms of new spending in Canada, we're looking at pharmacare to be likely the centerpiece around diabetic medication, contraceptives. But the ultimate budget impact will hinge on how much is expanded. So we're going to keep an eye on that, because anytime we have social spending, it often comes with some sort of tax implications. And that often is, it can spill over to corporate. Beyond pharmacare, they're not looking to do too much because they want to reserve any sort of like heavy hitting policies for next year's pre-election budget. So they're kind of, everything's political when it comes to these things. They're timing things in terms of politics. So we're not looking at any major tax measures or any of those things, but the government will probably underscore some of the existing tax measures that they had already created or already sent out. So that's kind of the overview of what to expect. Overall, being in a certain political year where there's not as much impact as other years, we're probably not going to see any major changes to the budget that impact us. But these are all predictions that I've got from talking to different people. So we want to make sure that we watch that and see what happens. In the U.S., we'll make sure that we let you know when the U.S. Fed budget is coming out, any predictions that are coming out there. The U.S. has just a massive year this year that not only impacts the U.S., impacts Canada, impacts the world in terms of, you know, a landmark election, a very polarized election. And no matter what happens at the outcome of the election, it will likely mean changes socially, politically. Like there's going to be a lot of ripples, as we all probably know, that comes out of this fall. Often when we see a change in government, we see a boost to the economy. So that's just generally when people seem to like change. And so whenever there's change, there's generally a boost. If we see a switch from Democrat to Republican in the US, the general sentiment is that interest rates will be slashed pretty quickly by the new president. Trump comes in, interest rates will probably slash them, probably be some corporate tax cutting and things like that, which, you know, are no surprises to anyone, but those often stimulate the economy. So we might see some stimulations to the economy this fall. And even if he doesn't get elected in, you know, there's going to be some impacts. I don't know what they are. I'm not a political analyst, but I just know that we got to keep watching it as a group of investors. Okay, so having said that, let's get into some positive focus here. I'm going to, if we do have a guest here, we may have to go to next week because we have an in-studio guest. I'm just looking for, where are we here? Okay, we do have a guest. Roy. So Roy, I see you there. I'm going to bring you up second. First, I'd like to talk to someone here in studio. And then we can both chat with you, Roy, and see what's happening this week. We got, we're 11 minutes in. We got about 10 to 15 minutes left on our call. And then we'll see each other again next week. But I want to introduce somebody to you. I want to introduce Gabrielle. Gabrielle is one of our program advisors. You have all met Joe, but haven't met Gabrielle until now. Well, some of you have. She's on calls with you all the time. And I know that she works very hard to make sure that you have what you need. Anyone who's listening, Gabrielle is your program advisor. But I wanted to have her on today to kind of learn about her a little bit and where she's getting great progress, to go through our exercise of our 14-day radar. So you can always have practice as a KeySpire member and real estate investor. So Gabrielle, welcome to our weekly focusing call.
Thank you, Michael. I'm really happy to be here.
Amazing. Excellent. And since we are doing our first in-studio interview, I'm just going to wait for the team to make sure we can hear Gabrielle. Just come in and tell me, team, if there's any issues. Gabrielle, let's start with the... tell us a little bit about yourself and your background coming into KeySpire. We've known each other for a couple of years. We met at the summit, I think maybe in 2019 or so. Does that sound about right? It was pre-pandemic. Must have been.
I joined during the pandemic.
Okay, so it was...
You and I met at the first in-person summit that we were allowed to have, because my first summit was virtual.
Got it. Okay, see, it always seems like we've known each other since 2019. So yeah, it was the first summit back. And you joined as a KeySpire member during the pandemic. And so, you know, it's an interesting point that a lot of our team members started as KeySpire members. They're those of you listening in, and they just connected with the core values, I think. And so this is where I want to be. And I remember when we met, you came up to me at like very first break. I got off stage and you came up to me and you said, "Michael, nice to meet you. I'm Gabrielle. And I'm going to be on that stage one day. And I'm going to add value to members," was the subtext. And so, amazing. Welcome to this stage. You did it. You're on your way.
See, everybody, I did it. It feels amazing.
So tell us a little bit about your background, you know, with KeySpire, you know, a minute or two about your background, and then let's get into your 14-day radar.
Thank you. Yeah, for sure. So I wasn't entirely sure, you know, COVID, a lot of things happened to a lot of people, and everyone was just trying to figure out what they were going to do and how they were going to pivot. We all had a plan, I think. And then we realized, okay, maybe this isn't going to work. I have to pivot. So that's what I started doing. I moved into a house to rent, and Nick Scalco, some of you might know that name. He is one of our mastermind coaches. And he was renting out a place. So I moved in and I started talking with him, and I knew that he had owned multiple properties and I wanted to pick his brain a little bit. So I asked, what do I do with the cash from selling my house mid-COVID? And that's how I became a private lender. So I started doing my due diligence. I watched a bunch of videos. I wasn't a KeySpire member yet. And I did everything that I could to make an educated decision on my part. So that's how I started becoming a private lender. I really liked what that had to offer and the doors that it was opening for me. So I went to Nick and I said, "Nick, I love this. Tell me more." And he said, "You know what, Gabrielle, you're a go-getter. You have a lot of energy. You're very ambitious. Let's talk about KeySpire." Yeah. So we sat down in his kitchen and we went over what he does as a real estate investor. And I thought, this is amazing. This is what I've been looking for my entire life. So that's when I joined KeySpire during COVID. And
it's not hard to It's not hard to get excited when Nick explains something, is it? Like when you hear him explain it, you're just like, I like this guy, and I kind of like, so you must have had that same feeling.
Yes.
I'm into this.
He's infectious, I
Yeah.
have to tell you. His energy is infectious, and I love his drive as well. And Sarah, they're very, very
Yeah.
ambitious,
Yeah.
and they brought me on board and they helped me educate myself and guided me toward taking the 3-day boot camp. And Paul Hecht was did my boot camp. I absolutely fell in love with everything that KeySpire had to offer, and that's when I joined as a member. And I haven't looked back since. It's kind of like, when you get an idea and you kind of Google it or you look it up on YouTube and then you kind of fall down a rabbit hole. I just chose never to come out. I'm still in it and I'm not going anywhere.
Awesome. Well, this rabbit hole goes deeper. We'll continue down if you want to follow us. There's lots here. Nick Skalkos, for those of you that don't know, he is one of our mastermind coaches. He also came on as a KeySpire member. Oh gosh, maybe 2016 or so. And he was just showed all the core values of KeySpire members and our KeySpire team. So we brought him on as a, he was a strategist, so helping people make a decision at the boot camp. And I said, man, you got to be a mastermind coach. You're just infectious in terms of how you train. And so some of you, Nick is your coach. And those of you, Nick isn't your coach, he is one of our coaches. So maybe we'll have him on here as well one day because it is infectious. Okay, so Nick gets you into private lending. You start loving the private lending, and then what next?
Then I had a virtual summit and I got to see Wendy speaking on stage, but on my monitor, of course. And I absolutely loved everything. It was 3 days of a lot of information. My head was buzzing. I had a lot of notes. And then when we had the in-person, that's where things really started to click. For those of you who don't know me, I'm what I call an in-person person. And I love the energy that you get by being in the same room as someone and being able to feel the energy. So when I was at the summit in person, that really excited me. I could feel the energy in the room. And I loved how the speakers on stage were able to give to the people in the audience. They gave them energy. They made them feel like, okay, I can do this and give them the confidence to move forward. And me, that speaks to my soul because my calling in life is to help people. And I want to be able to do that too. And so I started doing that from day one. I'd go to the summits and I would set goals for myself at this summit. These are the things I want to accomplish. I want to connect people. I want to set goals for myself and know that by the time I get to the next summit, I've checked all of them off so that I can move forward and have a whole new set of goals for the next one. And when I saw the speakers on stage, I thought that's definitely a goal to work toward. And I'm definitely well on my way.
That's a great story. And that's great for anyone who's new to KeySpire. If you've only been with us for 4 months or 6 months, or if you're new to KeySpire and you haven't been to our investor summit yet, which is basically our aggregation or congregation of us as a community. These are some of the things to expect as you come along the real estate journey with us at KeySpire. It's a good time to mention our next investor summit is going to be September 27, 28, 29. If you're on this call, you likely have already had a ticket, although there's a chance that you don't have a ticket. If you don't, we're going to open up in May. We'll be opening up our registrations. If you do have a ticket, make sure that you are available. You can join us virtually. You can join us in person. If you are somewhere other than in the Toronto, we've done it in Toronto right by the airport. So you can fly in. Make it a business trip. Come on in, make it a retreat. Join us, bring your spouse, your business partner, bring your kids if they're old enough. Like, come on in person if you can at the summit. We got some good surprises. It's our 40th investor summit. We've done this 39 freaking times. We're doing it the 40th time, and it's going to be bigger, better, and badder than ever. Can something be better and badder at the same time? I guess it's the context.
I think if anyone can do it, KeySpire
It's
can.
going to be bigger, better, and badder than ever. Okay, well, interpret that as you want, but get there. It's going to be awesome. And if you join us virtually, we're going to give you an experience virtually as well. Absolutely. We've done over 3,000 or 4,000 people virtual at our investor summits, and the experience has been great. Okay, so let's get into your 14-day radar before we bring Roy up and see what Roy is going to say. Were you making great progress in your life over the last 7 days? And what's the number one thing you want to accomplish this week?
That's a really good question. I'd have to say that I've accomplished a lot in the last 7 days because I've started working with KeySpire and I wanted to complete a lot of my onboarding process. So I wanted to get to know my members. I wanted to be able to do my welcome calls and start getting members on board and giving them a clear path as to what they're going to do next and give them clear steps on how to accomplish it. But in order to do that, I had to get to know my job better. So in the last 7 days, that's what I did. And over the weekend, we had two in person, or we had one in person workshop and one virtual workshop. And now I have those under my belt. And now I can say from experience, I know beginning to end how that process goes, which means that for the next 7 days, my goal is to be able to help my members when they call in, when they do calls, and be able to help onboard them and give them direction. And now I'll be speaking from experience, from a member's perspective. And I feel like that's going to give them their next steps and make it clear.
Excellent. Oh, that's great. That's great. And I've seen you do that. And I think the members have felt it from what I've heard. I'll give my focus this week. And you bring it up in terms of the two workshops over the last weekend. There's two workshops, you said, right? No, just one on Sunday.
There was a virtual on Saturday.
Oh, a virtual and an in-person classic. And so these are all workshop number one, Lifestyle Freedom Day. Workshop two, the funding streams, starts the very first workshop two is this Friday, and I'm leading it with our workshop group. So those of you in my workshop this Friday, we're going to have a lot of fun. I can't wait to see you. We have some great things. It's mostly new content and collaboration. We've got case studies that you've never seen so that you can walk through them. And I'm really excited to have that this Friday. And then Saturday, Coach Judy has her classic. And then on Tuesday, Mitch has his virtual group. So if you're in my group, Judy's group, or Mitch's group, you will be in the next 8 days experiencing workshop number two, the funding streams. We're going to capital stack. We're going to go through. You're going to leave that workshop with full practice on how to build capital stacks to purchase any property. I'm really excited. And those of you that are still a couple weeks or a couple months from workshop number two, don't worry. We'll get you there. Workshop one is great. And then just watch the funding streams course. Go through the funding streams, the I think it's called the funding streams course. Yeah. Before you get to workshop two, that'll get you up to speed in terms of a lot of the technical nuance so that when you're building your capital stacks and you're doing the case studies and the activities, you're the most prepped you could be. Gabrielle, what do you think we bring Roy in now? Good idea?
I'd love to meet Roy.
Great idea. Roy, let's see if we can get you to turn your mic on. We'd love to learn a little bit about you, a couple minutes, and then your 14-day radar.
See if we can hear you. I'm going to adjust this. You can. Hi, Mike.
Roy, hello, I can hear you. Gabrielle, can you hear Roy?
Yes, I can.
Hi, welcome, Gabrielle. Roy. Good morning, or good afternoon, I guess, me. Oh, no, still morning there.
Still morning, still morning, Roy. Well. Roy, are you? Yeah, we're doing great. Tell us a little bit about you. And then we'll get into your 14-day radar.
Sure. I'm a retired biomedical engineering technologist. I've got two adult kids and one with Asperger's who I'm, working with regularly to help out and get him independent. My daughter's doing very well. In fact, she's looking to purchase a condo pretty soon with her partner, which is a huge step for her. And that's taken up a fair amount of my time and her time just to kind of look at the financing plans, budgets, all sorts of fun things. But it's an exciting time for them and for me. And part of the reason a condo purchase is going through is because of my investments through passive investing. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was such a cool benefit from doing that. There's a development project in Langford near Victoria, British Columbia, that is offering investors 5% discount above and beyond what their pre-sale prices are.
So, Roy, this is okay. Let's stop here because this is a really cool point that I want everyone to hear. So let me just summarize. You were a passive investor in a project, and as a passive investor, you actually could buy one of the units that you helped build with your money. And in buying those units, you got a 5% discount. Is that what
happened? Absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah. Isn't that great? And so you're shifting your portfolio. You've got private lending, and then you shift your portfolio into properties with a 5% return right off the bat. And you put that, Roy, you got to put that in the portfolio maximizer, right? We want to make sure that that you move it on the spreadsheet so you see what that looks like.
I would. But I'm being the dad, so it goes to my daughter.
Oh, I love
it. She's owning it with her partner. So I felt really happy about that. So I'm okay not taking credit for it. It's all right with me.
Love it. Well, she is your, you're the dad. Make sure that she's got the portfolio maximizer, the Keyspire tool that you have access to, so she can build her portfolio with her partner and organize it all, and keep it all on track. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my kind of attention now. That lately I've been doing some gardening, which has been amazing. Just so nice getting outside in the fresh air and working with plants again. Better than being inside, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, it's been great this week. I signed off on two investments of $25,000 each with this group that's doing the development. My daughter's purchasing a condo with, and another investment with Greybrook for their Cambridge 2 project that Keyspire's aware of. So that one is from my home equity line of credit. And coming up next week, I'll be working on reviewing some apartments in Edmonton and looking at refinancing in the first week or two of May. So I got to pull all the documents together for that.
Roy, that
Yeah,
is a
so
great positive focus. Yeah. That
it's
was great. How
been
long,
amazing.
when did you join Keyspire?
A year and a bit ago. So it would be February 28th last year.
Great. And what advice would you give to anybody listening now that's maybe been here for a week or a month, and they might be thinking, "Oh my gosh, Roy has made so much progress. I am so far behind. How the heck am I going? I'm not in the right place. I can't do this." Sometimes seeing people that are really successful, like you have been, like, believe it or not, this is amazing what you've accomplished. But sometimes for somebody just starting out, that seems really intimidating, overwhelming, and almost can be discouraging. So I always want to relate back to say, what advice would you give somebody that's thinking about what you've accomplished over the last year and feels overwhelmed or intimidated by it?
Well, one of the best things I did was finish the Lifestyle Freedom Day section. That module that has it's about 18 hours, I guess, to do it all. But I did it over the course of probably 3 or 4 months, maybe a little longer. I don't have the dedicated time to spend on it 100%, but it had so much information in it. And if you just kind of concentrate on one small section of that module every week, you'll learn a lot. You'll learn a lot. It
I think
really
that's
made
great
a huge.
advice. Roy, that's the most important course we offer, and it's the reason why we made workshop one in the mastermind program called Lifestyle Freedom, because we take the best out of the Lifestyle Freedom Day bootcamp course that we call it online, and we actually go through the activities, because so many people have watched the videos, Roy, but they don't actually do the activities, believe it or not. I think we have about a 7 or 8% activity completion rate when you're watching it online. But
Yeah.
when you get to
It makes
workshop
a big
one,
difference.
it's 100% completion rate.
Yep, that's awesome. But people still had some challenges. New people who weren't familiar with the terms, concepts, they had some challenges understanding and absorbing all that information in workshop one. So my only recommendation for them is do the course, right?
That's great advice.
Try it out, you know? And
I
then
agree.
you won't be as intimidated, right? So
I
there's a
agree.
lot of new, but you gotta invest a little bit of time to learn it, and it's worth it. It's worth it. I figure I'll be getting probably in about 2.5 years, anywhere from $20,000 to $86,000 a year in payback from my passive investing, year after year after year.
That's great. That is getting towards Lifestyle Freedom Day. Thank you for sharing your
I only
numbers.
need 80,000 to do it, so it's getting there.
Amazing. Well, Roy, you're going to love workshop two, because we've created a brand new tool, an activity called the cash flow pipeline. So it's basically going to take what you're talking about, and we're going to strategically place it over the next 10 to 15 years, whatever you decide in terms of you want to plan out. I do 15 to 20 personally. And you're going to know the cash flow you're going to make at year four, year five, year six. And so what you've already done on your own, we're going to put it into a strategic activity for you and for everybody in our mastermind program in workshop two. So I'm really excited for you to see that.
Nice,
You're going to love
nice.
it based on what you've just told me.
So I did do the portfolio maximizer. I looked at the software, and then I created my own spreadsheet that copied it, except for the dial. I don't know how to do the dial, but that's okay. All the other data was there and included my GICs, my cash counts, savings, and my retirement plans so that those could be calculated into the Lifestyle Freedom Day income sources.
Great. Great. And that's such a great way to do it so that you know your full picture, all your income sources.
Well, that's what I was hoping to do. Yeah. Yeah.
And
So it was great, but it
don't feel
started
bad
with
if you
that
don't
though,
use the
right?
dials, Roy. Don't feel bad if you don't use the dials. A mastermind program like this is so robust. There's so much going on that you're probably not going to use all of it. Not everyone's going to use all of it. And I think it was Bruce Lee that said, take what you want, leave what you don't, and add what's uniquely yours. And this mastermind program is just like that. Take what you want, leave what you don't want, and just add what's uniquely yours. And you've done those three things perfectly with this new spreadsheet, with your new process. That's what we're here for, is to help you design the process that works for you.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Real quickly, Roy, what's your number one focus this week? Where, if you get just this done or make progress in this part of your life, you're going to be really happy about your progress over the last week, the next week.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I've got to do my big focus this week is complete the transfer for the home equity line of credit. They have to confirm the actual amount because I was the last investor in the pool they selected. So I'm kind of the buffer. It could be 20,000, it could be 25,000. So he has to let me know, and then I'll have to complete the transfer of funds. So that'll be exciting. And they're installing a solar system on my house this week. So never thought I'd have that. Looking forward to seeing how that works out and getting the system up and running. So those are two big
Cool.
things for me.
I always wanted one of those, the solar. But when you say solar system, I think of my kids like space. So I'm thinking the solar system, but a system of solar energy. A little play on
Solar energy.
words. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I've
right.
always wanted one of those. I'm excited to hear how that turns out. Maybe you can let me know if we see each other at the summit or in future workshops or here on the call. That's really cool. Maybe you
That's
could bring
great.
that back to this group in a couple months and say, financially, what does it look like? That would be really helpful for everyone on this call.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Because I've got the numbers worked out. I just don't know if they'll prove to be true.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see. I mean, you model it out, but nothing is perfect. No model is perfect. You model it out and then you see how it actually turns into actuals. Yeah. Roy, a fun fact I'll leave you with, and then we'll be done our call here for the day. In 1997, I wrote a book. I read a book. I forget the name of it, but it was about genetic engineering. And that book, I wanted to be a genetic engineer, a bioengineer, which it sounds like it's very similar to some of the things that you might do. Biomedical engineer, I think I heard. So I want to let you know that I geek out on this stuff 25 years ago, and I went into university. I wanted to be a doctor and then eventually get into something around creating. So I just find it interesting that I wanted to share that with you. I ended up getting into real estate. That was an interesting conversation with my parents. Yeah. Mom and Dad, I'm going to drop out of the pre-med program in first year to renovate houses. That's always interesting. But
Oh,
I
I
don't
can
want to be a doctor
imagine.
anymore. I want to be a renovator.
Love it. I love
There it is. So we got some other commonalities that in your story I heard about that I'll tell you about one day. But I thought that was pretty cool. When I see a fellow, science a scientist, we always have good conversations.
So just for clarity, biomedical engineering technologist, we actually work on the medical equipment that
Okay.
is used, for example, in hospitals. So we manage the technology, anything from assembling, testing, certifying, recycling, any medical device that's used in a hospital, for example. That's where I was
Got
using
it, the technology side.
the term for, right? Yeah, so it's called biomedical engineering technology, just in case people are on the phone here wondering, oh, that doesn't sound quite right.
Got it, got it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, people that know you and know what you do. Okay, I was
That's right.
interested on the like I wanted to change genomes of living creatures. I thought that was so
Oh,
interesting.
that is cool too, though. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still into
And
that.
there's
I'm still looking to change my genome and kind of you run your genetics and there's always genes that they're a little underexpressed and we're getting to a point where we can almost do this genetic splicing and all these really
Oh,
cool
yeah.
things too. Anyway, that's a conversation for another day, but that's the stuff I love.
That's
All right,
awesome.
Roy. Well,
Thank you,
Roy,
Mike.
thanks for joining us. By joining us, you've added value. I really appreciate you being vulnerable and being out there to tell your story in front of a group of mostly strangers for now. I know you know a lot of the people here, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And have a wonderful week. And we'll be back here Monday. And everyone else, thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful week. Post on the Inner Circle what your 14-day radar is. I'd love to read them all. Gabrielle's going to be reading them all. We're going to check them out. And we will see you here next Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on our weekly focusing call. Bye for now. Bye, Gabrielle.
Bye, Michael.